Angel, Part 7 of the RSVP series, written by 36 Save Files, read by Argentum Lupin. The first serious disagreement that Reese and Jack have, beyond who gets to pick the movie, Reese usually wins, or whose car to take, Jack's stubborn about this, is about Jack's daughter. Reese wants to meet her. "We've been dating for how long now, and I never see her?" Jack stomps down on his first response, which is, "That's because I never see her." Because if he says that, he'll have to think about whose fault that is, and he's gotten pretty good at not thinking about that. Instead, he mumbles something about school schedules and extracurricular activities, and how the restaurant keeps him busy, and doesn't look at Reese while he does it. Reese doesn't buy it for a second. "Uh-huh." He points at the fridge. "That's why you've got a post-it that says, Angel, 17th to 20th. "Damn it." Jack glares at the note as if it has personally betrayed him. It has. And takes a swig of the soda in his hand to stall for time while he scrambles for something to say. It's not that he doesn't want Reese to meet Angel. Angel is the one thing that Jack's done right in his life. She's everything that's good about him, and of course he wants to share that with Reese. He does. It's just that... Angel hasn't seen him at his worst, thank God, but what she did see was bad enough. And who knows what she's heard from her mother's family? All Jack knows is that his daughter is watchful around him. There's a shadow in the back of her eyes, like she's just waiting for him to disappoint her. And he can't do that again. He can't. So it's not that Jack thinks that Angel won't like Reese or that Reese won't like her. Reese wants to know Angel, and Jack knows that Angel would like Reese with his endearing awkwardness and his dorky sense of humor. And that's the crux of the problem, really. Jack thinks Angel would like Reese too well, and would tell Reese to get out while the getting's good, or that she'd tell Jack to break it off before he screws things up. Angel is mature beyond her years, and again, whose fault is that? And a good judge of character. Those blue eyes see right through him, and she is, has had to become, too smart for Jack's particular brand of bullshit. Jack doesn't know if he can stand it if Angel tells him he's not good enough for Reese, because deep down in his heart, he knows she'd be right. "Jack?" Reese's voice breaks him out of that particular spiral, and Jack can't help but be grateful even as he wants to escape this conversation. "You okay in there?" He's frowning at the can in Jack's hand, and looking down, Jack realizes that it's dented beneath his grip. "I'm fine," Jack says automatically, moving to dump what's left of the soda down the drain. Not too long ago, this is where he would have reached for something stronger because this is excruciating, but he knows where that road leads him, and he's not going back. He hears Reese sigh behind him. "Yeah, you look real fine." When Jack turns back around, Reese is leaning against the counter, arms folded. "Look, if you don't want to introduce me, just say so." "It's not that." Jack cuts him off, because how could Reese even think that? Reese raises his eyebrows at him, and the unspoken, "Then what is it?" is so loud it practically echoes between them. Reese stands there silently, in his soft sweater with his eyes wide and guileless, and he doesn't know what he is asking. And Jack feels his resolve crumbling. "Fine," Jack says, and he can't help the tightness in his voice. "But if this goes south, don't say I didn't warn you." Jack doesn't have very many weekends with Angel. He hadn't been lying when he said her schedule was busy. She's involved in so many extracurriculars he can't keep track, and when she's not volunteer tutoring or striking fear into the hearts of the opposing volleyball team, she's studying. Almost done with high school, with colleges crawling over each other to make her an offer, he's so proud of her he doesn't know what to do with himself. His little girl is almost all grown up, and when did that happen? "Where were you when that happened?" says a little voice inside him, and Jack shoves it down with practiced efficiency. He knows his ex-wife wants him to do more with Angel. Take her out places, have experiences. And he tries, he really does, but these days Angel is more interested in finishing her calculus homework than going to the amusement park. He doesn't have it in him to make her go out somewhere when she's happy at his dining room table, textbooks spread out and one foot kicking idly while he putters in the kitchen, cleaning up from lunch. That's how Reese finds them when he lets himself in, Angel plowing through logarithmic functions and Jack loading the dishwasher. It's incredibly domestic, and Jack feels abruptly self-conscious when he sees the way Reese is looking at him, warm and smiling. Then Reese turns that smile on his daughter, who is inspecting Reese keenly. "You must be Angel." And Jack kicks himself into action and makes introductions. Reese puts his hand on a chair back and looks a question at Angel. She nods, and he takes a seat next to her, and that's it. This is happening, and there's no taking it back now. It turns out that Reese has a head for logarithms, and as Jack puts the last few glasses in the top rack, he watches Reese point at one of the problems on Angel's paper and trace something in the air with his hands. Angel's eyes catch on Reese's right hand, and when Reese sees where she's looking, his face loses some of its animation and he pulls his arm back closer to his body. Angel eyes him thoughtfully, then hands him her pencil and pushes her paper toward him. He takes it hesitantly, but at her encouraging nod, he bends his head close to hers, sketching something out on the paper between them. As Jack dries his hands on a towel, listening to the occasional giggle or baritone murmur, he wonders how he was ever afraid of this. Watching Reese and Angel's heads bent together at his table feels like something slotting into place, and Jack wants to hold his breath, to hold on to this moment before it ends. Then Reese looks up and catches his eyes, fond and at home, and Jack lets himself think for the first time that maybe this doesn't have to end. Reese stays for dinner, which Jack cooks. Reese offers to help, and Jack puts him to work prepping the vegetables, which he is, much to Jack's dismay, miserable at.
No, those are all different sizes. What, have you never held a knife before?
Of course I have. Reese splutters. Does it matter? They're just going into the pan, right? He frowns down at his mismatched carrots.
They're just going in the... Aw, jeez, you're killing me here.
Jack throws up his hands in exaggerated disgust when he catches Angel laughing at them.
Come on, Angel, tell him how wrong he is.
If they're not the same size, they'll cook unevenly, Angel says, pushing her hair behind her ear and grinning. Then you'll have crunchy and mushy all in the same bite. Reese makes a face, but he goes back to cutting down the larger pieces. This is why I buy things pre-cut.
Pre-cut? That's it. Get out of my house.
But Jack is sliding an arm around Reese's waist and fitting himself against Reese's back. Reese tries to fend him off with a, hey, I'm working here, but he doesn't try very hard, and Jack rests his chin on Reese's shoulder to supervise. He catches Angel watching them. She doesn't look upset with him, and she doesn't look like she's about to tell Reese to run for the hills, either. She looks happy, content, in a way that Jack wants to frame and hang up, and somehow the moment where she asks Jack what he thinks he's doing never comes. After dinner, when Reese has left and Jack and Angel are moving around each other in the kitchen cleaning up, he nudges her gently with his elbow because he has to know.
So, Reese, he's pretty all right, right?
Yeah, he's all right, Angel says, and Jack is about to take offense on Reese's behalf when he realizes she's laughing at him. He puffs up in mock umbrage anyway, just to see her giggle, but deflates a bit when she sobers. You know I can't tell you what to do with your life, Dad, but... Jack's stomach drops all at once because here it comes. I think you should keep him.
Look, I can... Wait, what?
Angel rolls her eyes at him. Keep him. He's obviously good for you. It's about time, really. Jack just stares because this is really not how he thought this conversation was going to go. And Angel huffs at him. Anyway, Angel lifts herself on her toes to kiss his cheek. Just think about it. And then she's off to the guest bedroom in a swirl of black hair. Jack stands where he is, looking after her. Keep him, huh? To be continued.